This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Red Nation, are we here? The best show for Chicago sports.
Yeah. What's good? Yeah. I think we're back on our regularly scheduled program. Maryland Bears fans, what's good, Chicago? It's your boy, Pat the Designer, back at it again. Joined by the pettiest man alive, Mr. P.K. And of course, the man with the legend, Stefan Adan, in the building. Kid making a grand entrance in this, John. Yeah. On today's show, man.
Yeah.
Is it time for the offense to put up or shut up? Have the Chicago Bears done enough for Justin Fields? We're going to give the on paper conversation, right? Because everything sounds great on paper and we enjoy how the team looks.
Why are you John Wallen in the middle of the...
I'm mad that we calling it John Wallen and not Doug yet.
It's definitely
all I saw was this. Hey,
it's definitely John Wallen. Hey, the Dougie is no longer the Dougie. you're associated with your most famous person.
Vibe with it. Got him. Hey, Waldir used to be flexing on that job. All right, let's get up into this, man. We got a lot to get into today. We got a little bit of time because y'all know that we love to run our mouths here in Chicago, man. How y'all doing, man? Appreciate y'all for showing love to another episode of the Windy City Breeze Sports Talk Daily. And as it was once said by Ja Morant, it's a parade inside my city. Yeah. No, I'm just playing. Hey, I've been seeing that clip when they've mixed him and Skip Bayless together. That is the funniest thing I think I've seen. And Mug said, when I come home hyped to my Caucasian wife, it was like, it's a parade inside my city. Yeah. It's a parade inside my city. Hey, man, and welcome to another episode of the Windy City Breeze Sports Talk Daily. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, man. This is the only place you get Chicago sports talk. How Chicago talk, man. And we got a lot to get into today, man, because conversation that we had over on the Chicago Bears podcast, wanted to bring it here as well because this is the original family out here. Yeah, I mean, we're expanding out here.
Is it time for us
to start to look at this offense coming into the season and say it's time for the players to put up or shut up? Schedule aside, time for the coaching staff as well, right? I don't want this to just be focused in on Justin Fields alone. There's a lot of things that have to go into place if you really want to see how complex football is. There's an episode we did last week with Tommy Waddle. Tune into that. He explains how much goes into a 5-yard play being successful. Like, just a 5-yard play, right? So there's a lot that goes into football. But Is it time for us to look at this offense and say, okay, the front office has done enough. Now it's on you. Boys, what say you? And I want to keep this to the offense too, because the defense, we know there's still some issues on this side.
I'm looking at it, and in actuality, I'm gonna say yes, even though I think that it's going to take a couple of weeks. I mean, I brought up the conversation that you may not even see that there's only three preseason games, so you may not even see this new look O line even play in the preseason. Right, realistically, we don't know what's gonna happen. We know that it's gonna take a minute for them to gel, but I expect Justin the offense to have a couple of weeks. If I was going to set a timetable on it, I'd say I'd give it about 4 weeks. I give it about possibly five, because now you're trying to integrate DJ Moore. You got to integrate the running backs. You got to integrate the running backs, and Justin has to really find who he has a rapport with early. I mean, I know that DJ Moore got brought in. We don't know if he's gonna have that with Mooney. You talked about it yesterday. Claypool coming in, has he learned the playbook? Is he gonna be Justin's number one?
If he ain't learned the playbook by now, fire him. Like, yeah. Listen, I can't help you, bro. I can't help you. Nah. If you ain't learned the playbook by now, you gotta go.
Yeah. And the last thing I was gonna put to that too is when I say go to, I mean like when it gets to third down. Like, this is absolutely my third down guy. I think it's gonna take a couple weeks. But it's definitely going to be time for them to put up a shut up, because Poles has done everything he's needed to do to make Justin more successful and put weapons around him.
First and foremost, I want to say shout out to Jordan. My guy Jordan in there. Get well soon. In the chat right there. Appreciate you.
Get well soon, bro.
Going through it right now, so appreciate him. Getting to the topic, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it a buck like we do with every other team. I'm going to be real about our team. Yeah, it's time. It's absolutely time. And I don't care. If this was a different team, this was a different quarterback, if this was a different regime, we would be a lot more critical on the success of what they have now. So guess what? Keep that same energy when it's our team. Justin has to show up. A lot of it is on Justin. Why? Because you can't win Super Bowls without a good QB. So he has to show me, regardless of everything else, you're the guy. I traded the number one overall to get some other pieces because I believed you were the guy. So you got to show me you're the guy. Yeah, I don't think people understand. That is a fireable thing right there. Guess what? We already had a GM who made the wrong move at QB, bit him in the behind. He still ended up fired. Yeah, that's a fireable thing right there.
Yeah.
You got to show me you're the guy. It's the whole, this is a five-year thing. Bull crap. Is that a five-year plan?
Well, I think
those don't have 5 years.
No, I said five weeks.
I think it's a five-year plan.
How many 5 years?
Poles has five years to get it right.
Poles don't have 5 years to get it right. That's
who said five? Who you been listening to?
Well, dog, it's a lot of stuff out there.
I think it's a five-year plan for your hopes to be a Super Bowl contender, right? Like, realistically, you're not going to be a Super Bowl contender next year. Again, I said this yesterday. My floor for the Chicago Bears this season for having a good season is 7 wins. That means that you won 4 more games this season, and then maybe you can sneak out an 8th. Maybe you can sneak out a 9th. But 7 wins means something at a minimum went right with the players that you selected. Even if Justin Fields didn't go exactly right, something went right with some of the players you selected because you improved by 4 games. Now, realistically, I thought that this was a 7-win team last year that underperformed. I thought that this was a team last year that could have been able to go out and get itself 7 wins if Roquan Smith is still on the team, if Robert Quinn is still on the team, if you, right, like, you're not moving on from these major pieces. Hey, you might have been able to win even more if realistically you kept a lot of the old Garber. I remember we started off last season with Khalil Mack still on the roster, right? So he would have been able to go for this defense, right? There would have been additional pieces there that you could have put something together to piece together this. But I think the thing for me is that it's time. You have done enough for me to start really evaluating Justin Fields. That's the part that we've done enough for. Absolutely. You've done enough for us to really start looking at Justin Fields Absolutely. And say, is he the quarterback of our future? Now, granted, again, this is all on paper right now. Right? Listen. Somebody goes down to injury before the season starts, which with our offensive line is very possible. Somebody right on the left side isn't going down. But like to me, I have enough of a team on paper to check off the boxes that I disliked last season. And I like this by blessings. This is a really good question. Are we judging off of wins or off of his numbers? That is a very good caveat as well. There's going to be games that we're going to lose that the defense might not be there.
Absolutely.
They just are.
It's always been about his numbers.
Yeah.
It's always, how do you evaluate, when you evaluate a QB, the QB don't play defense. He don't stop the other QB from scoring. He don't stop the other team from scoring. But what he does do is he puts your team in a situation to win. So how well does he do that? How well does he read the defense? How well does he set himself up? How well does he – can he actually dot up his receivers? Are they getting open? Are they running the right routes? Are we on the same page? A lot of that timing and all that, that's in your preparation. Yeah, it's a lot – I want to see how he looks. I want to see if he's going to be the QB that everyone says he is. Or that we believe he is. I personally believe he can be. But if he doesn't show that, guess what? Come on, dog.
And
we traded the number one overall.
But here's the thing, though, right? Like, I think you do have to make that distinction. Like you said, right? It does have to be. Because there's going to be times where you're just not going to be able to outscore a team. Right? I don't think that this defense is going to be a team that is a defense of, oh my God, we're holding teams to 11 points per game out here. Like, we're not going to be in that situation to me this season. If we are, beautiful. I love it. That's even more of a question mark on Justin Fields and what his ability to do is. But to me, I wanted to keep this to the offensive side of the ball because I still see the holes on the defensive side. Jervon Davis, to me, I love what Jervon Davis can come out there and do. And by the way, I got a hole you dig. Shout out to Yerk for breaking down why he was getting off of the line slow. We'll talk about that as well, because everybody all over social media was just like, oh my God, he's so slow off of the line. And it's just, you actually have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to football. And it's actually pretty hilarious. Like, that was the one thing I looked at him. I was like, there's got to be a reason. He's slow on every snap. But we'll get to that in another segment here. But to me, right, I come into this season looking at the offense. I look at our running back room. I look at our wide receiver room. I look at our tight end room. I look at our offensive line now. Yeah, you got to show me something. And at the minimum, right, I need to see something from Justin, because now I'm grading you based on the dudes that didn't have those things and were successful at times. Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking at the Joe Burrows who came in as a monster with no tackles, but he had wide receivers. Now I'm looking at and Pat Mahomes, of course, really, really high. That's the best of the best right now. I'm not saying you have to be that, but how he's been able to will his team over the hump. Some of these guys I look at in the NFL, and I say, you should be able to get your team here. Like, you should be able to make your team good enough here.
Even there, real quick, because you brought up the one guy, Joe Burrow. We have seen, I think when Blessing says numbers and you're talking about it, I think we have to look at the total performance, because there has been games where we've seen it in a regular season, we've seen it in the postseason. He's been killed.
Yeah.
Offensive line wise, but hey, fourth quarter, last 2 minutes, I know I better had a ball in his hands, and if he's got the ball in his hands, we're good. I'm fine. The only person I trust more than him is Pat Mahomes. I think we got to be looking at it like that. But I think when we say numbers, I think it has to be the total performance, because he's not always gonna have that high caliber game that we expect.
But you don't
agree with you on that. You only get 17 of them though.
I get that. I totally get that. But I'm saying I
I just want to make sure that we taking that into account as well. Because we've also seen Joe Burrow get killed, but he's absolutely won that game when they've needed him to.
And that's what I'm talking about, right? To me, that's how we need to be looking at this. We need to be looking at this in a situation here's the thing, right? Maybe this is as good as it gets. As good as it gets, this may be as good as it gets offensively. You might not get Marvin Harrison Jr. There's no guarantee. Maybe this is as good as it gets offensively. This is not the worst offense I've seen in Chicago.
No.
DJ Moore, Chase Claypool, Darnell Mooney, Deontay Foreman. I love adding in Roshan Johnson, which I don't know if that's really Roshan's brother in the chat, but if it is, shout out to you. He said, I'm Roshan's brother. What do you say? Sup, fellas? I'm Roshan's brother. Most of us grew up Cowboys fans, started my Bears fandom now and learning about the team and the culture. Can't wait to get out here. Hey, man, bear down. Welcome. That's the first thing you need to learn. Bear down. Shout out to you. But you're adding in. And listen, Roshan Johnson is the David Montgomery replacement, right? He's going to be
from
that.
Chicago, never check it out.
Yeah.
Never check it out, my G. If they say, hey, check it out, and you don't know that person, don't check it out.
Don't check it out. If you're not from Chicago, hey, check this out.
If you check it out, you're going to find out.
Yeah. Stay safe out here, my boy.
Stay safe out here.
But no, I look at what the Chicago Bears have offensively. I'm looking at the offensive line. I do think Darnell Wright is a plug-and-play player. I really think we're going to be talking about him as a potential offensive, should be rookie of the year candidate. You're not giving it to a right tackle, but should be rookie of the year candidate, right? And to me, now it's time for the quarterback to make plays. Now it's time for, and this don't just stop at the quarterback. Now it's time for Luke Getsy to show me what you got.
Absolutely.
It's a twofold thing. I am not sitting here simply looking at Justin Fields alone. Luke Getsy, you better not run this boy 17 times in a game.
On top of that, hey, DJ Moore, can you get separation?
I do know that.
Here's the thing. This is a what have you done for me lately, Luke? He has to show me here. We've seen a lot of receivers go somewhere else and not end up being who they were. So he got to show me here. Everyone is at football is totally different. You only get 17 games. This ain't like basketball. In 82, you get to work through some things. You get to work through a whole lot. If you mess it up here, something's off. You got 20 games, a bad 20 game stretch. You got 62 to figure it out. This ain't that. You won't have those chances. And so here it's like, hey, the one thing I will say about this fan base, and y'all know I'm not lying, we a ride or die fan base. But believe it or not, this fan base will turn on you quick. We may not be Philly bad. We may not be like Pittsburgh bad. But we bad. Like this fan base will sit there and be like, oh, he was trash. Three, four bad games, and all of a sudden we're going to throw in the towel. Like that's who we are. That's how it's been.
Yeah, but I think that's for everybody though, right? Like they did that.
Yeah, they did that for KC.
Well, here's the thing. Remember, Drew Brees had a bad 2-3 game stretch, and the first conversation was, "Is it time for him to hang it up?" And then, like, he put up like 500 yards the next week after that.
But he was also like 37 at the time. Like, come on,
like, this is like 32-year-old Drew Brees, right? Hey, like, you know what I mean,
he was old. We're talking about 22. How old is Justin Fields? However old he is, like, we're talking about the beginning of his career versus somebody's like twilight years. Like, go boy, this is a totally different conversation.
What I'm saying is, right, that's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you sit there and say, is it time? Here's the thing, right? Remember was it time for him to hang it up conversations about Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, he about to be a dog. Like, he's just going to come out just to be like, hey, I can still play football. I just didn't want to play football there.
Remember Bill was like, yeah, I think time is washed.
Right, you know what I mean? Hey, a Super Bowl later. Yeah, you know I mean, like, and that's what I'm saying, right? So, like, I don't want it to seem like it's just Chicago. Like, Chicago will turn on you quick. Listen, you want to talk about a city turning on you quick? Look how quick they turned on Mac Jones in New England to bring up Bill. Right, it took a week and a half. My man's was out. Backup came in.
Bill said that.
Well, listen, I got a defensive coordinator in as my offensive coordinator. I don't know how that could go wrong.
Not just one, too.
And they ran two different schemes for both QBs.
Yeah, it's a bad. But I think right when we're evaluating the quarterback, like to me, they did. Hey,
evil Mac, good Mac.
Right. And which was which? That's the real question.
Hey, they both look like Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, God. to infinity and beyond out here. It's tough.
He did, though. You can't tell me he don't.
He did. He did. It's tough. It's dead.
Nah, that's anyway. True.
Hey, they definitely was chanting Zappy in that game where we was cooking them, and Bill put them in. He put Bill put Bailey Zappy in like it was WWE, and it was like you was calling for Stone Cold to come from the back to help. It was like we know he's back there. It's the rattlesnake. It's the rat. That's how Zappy came in. You know what I mean? But
hey, I want to, because I know where you're going with this, but I got to ask you this. If
let's
you don't
do
mind.
It.
So we mentioned. For one, just for everyone in the chat, I don't want this to seem like we're just coming down on the Bears. We're sitting there trying to say that they're going to be bad and stuff like that. We're just saying that the expectations are there. Expectations were set. Poles got you the pieces. Now it's time to perform.
Yeah.
You've been in the room with, you know, Carmen. You've been in. You've had some great conversations. Tell us a little bit about how now coaching is going to play into that. I saw that in the chat now. What, based off of last year, makes you comfortable saying that Flus and that whole staff is going to put them in the right position to look good?
I think here's the thing. I don't want this to sound, it's how it's said, not what it's actually meaning, right? When they call you young and dumb, when you're too stupid to know that you're in a situation, they're too young right now so that they can be molded into whatever you want to mold them into, right? This is going to be Flus's team. No matter what, like however you want them to be, however he wants them to play, these are all first and second and third year players. The oldest tenured dudes on the team right now are like 28.
Oh, like, yeah. Those are your Bojack, vets. Is Bojack the
Bojack? Bojack the Edmonds, Nate Davis. Like, those are your vets on the team. And most of them haven't been here, so you can mold them into whatever you want this team to be. So to me, I think that now, whatever coaching you put in place, they're going to absolutely follow what you say, because they believe that you have the best experience. They don't have this length of career rap sheet behind them to say, oh, yeah, for sure. I know what's better than you do, and I know how to be in a better situation here. Justin Fields is going to listen to what Luke Getsy said. We heard this all last season. Luke Getsy finally had to let go of the reins for Justin Fields to start looking like the quarterback that we think is going to be a better player in the future. Because the first 6 weeks of football was atrocious.
Yeah. Now, do you think this is going to play out in those, like, close games? Like, all right, we had a great first through third, but, like, how we close out in the fourth, how we execute there, you're going to see those mistakes there. Is that what we're hitting at?
I think what I'm saying is, right, there's so much here with the coaching staff and the fact that this is actually just, this is the first time Justin's been able to play in the same system 2 years in a row since Ohio State. That's important. Justin comes into the season knowing the calls. Yeah. Justin comes into the season knowing the checkdowns. Justin comes into the season knowing where guys are supposed to be. Justin comes into the season confident about where he needs to release the ball, because he knows this is where the receiver should be on that play releasing the ball. Those are the things that excite me coming into the season, why I think that the coaching is going to be so important. Because I don't think that Luke Getsy was bad last season. I think that Luke Getsy was just the guy that, like, was trying to figure it out himself. Remember, Flus, a first-year head coach last year. Getsy, a first-year OC last year, right? Like, I felt like they got in their rapport kind of going into that second half of the season when we saw that Patriots game. All of a sudden, the offense took off. So now what I'm looking at is the continuation of that coming into this season, the continuation of this is how the system is, this is where guys are supposed to be, this is how I make plays. Now you got to build that rapport with DJ Moore. You do have to build that rapport with Chase Claypool, because you didn't have that opportunity this season. But I think that everybody, if everyone continues to take a step forward, you're in a really, really good situation based on what I saw at the end of the season last season. Now, on the defensive side, listen, Allen Williams is different.
We're not even talking about defense today.
Hey,
because it's so many anomalies over there.
Fam, here's the thing. I can't even grade Allen Williams last season. Like, were there players where I was like, you got to have somebody there? Yeah, but also the guy that was supposed to be there
wasn't there.
Not good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
we sold off our talent. Hey, Steph, I want to throw this question to you then.
What's up?
We talk about what we expect. We talk about what a good season. Patty even mentioned, we all agree, a step forward. What does a step forward for Justin look like? I want to actually put some hypothetical numbers to this. Mind you, we're talking about a QB who's never thrown over 2,800 yards.
I believe sounds about true. Right. Sounds about right. Let's see. We can double check it.
Yeah. So for me, and I said this all last year. Look, we need to. This season, I think it would be dope if, like, every game we just get, like, I don't know if we got to get, like, a clipboard or some type of board where we just put Justin's performance on the board, and then we just go from game to game and just chalk it up as, like, an L or a W. But for me, I'm looking at probably 3,400 yards throwing. I'll probably say – I'd say 27 passing touchdowns, probably maybe 11 interceptions, and probably 7 tutties on the ground. With, like, I truly believe he's probably going to get like 500 to 600 yards on the ground.
And that's fine. 500, I'm great. 500, I'm great with, right?
You realize that?
Here's my thing. I don't want Jeff.
She just gave him Lamar Jackson numbers.
I mean,
listen, Lamar Jackson numbers is MVP numbers at one point.
Are we talking about?
As long as he's healthy, I don't care, right? Like, I'm okay with that. Hey, listen.
What are we saying? Hey.
I'm fine with that.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying you just gave him practically Lamar Jackson numbers, 27, 11.
Here's Don Burr. Hey, I thought about that too. Don Burr wanted a Swift jersey when we first made the bet on the jersey. I didn't get you a jersey. Hey, Don Burr, you happy I waited now? he wanted that black Swift jersey. Oh man. But no, like I'm realistically looking at, I want Justin Fields to have passer numbers. Justin Fields should be a passer. He's not a running quarterback. He's been a running quarterback because he's been forced to be a running quarterback in the NFL. It's the first time in his career he's ever been a running quarterback, college, high school, pro. I want Justin Fields to be a passer. It's the reason why I love the fact Justin Fields should be creeping up on 4,000 yards passing, if not hitting it. Everyone is breaking 4,000 yards.
I don't need him to do that. I need his completion percentage to be up.
Listen, if you're completing passes, that usually leads to yak. That usually leads to more yards. But I want him throwing the football. Muzz are like, yeah. I don't want to see Justin Fields dropping back there throwing the football 30 times. Why not? He's a quarterback. I want to see my quarterback doing that. I want him to still have the ability to use his legs and get out, moving around the pocket, being able to expand on the play, being able to take off when he needs to. But I want to see my quarterback being a quarterback. I don't want to see my quarterback being a running back. The thing that irritated me the most about people wanting Mitch Trubisky to play was all they said was, get him running, and then he can throw. No, he's not a running back. I don't want a running back. I got a running back. I got three of them.
Well, there wasn't any designed rollouts realistically for him. And that's the same thing you wanted for Justin Fields for a while because you knew that he was good at that. And you knew the offensive line wasn't going to hold up. So I get why they said it. But
hey, listen, I didn't know that Mitch was good at designed rollouts. Mugs just said that. It was like, he's better like that. And I was just like, I don't think he is. You know what I mean? Like,
hey.
I said, hey, look, and then he went everywhere else. It was like, oh, he's still bad doing that too. He's still pretty bad doing that too. That, to me, like, I want my quarterback to have the ability to be a quarterback. That's why I love that we went out and we got Darnell Wright. That's why I love that we went out and we got Roshan Johnson. That I love that we went out and we got DJ Moore. We got Tyler Scott. I think that those are the things that allow you to be a quarterback. I don't want another dude that's out there rushing for, like, everybody's sitting there. He's a running quarterback. We don't even know if he can throw. This man was cramping up. They had him running so much. Running quarterbacks ain't cramping up. They used to that. Justin was like, what are y'all doing? My leg is about to fall off. I just want us to, our expectations should be for him to be a passing quarterback that has the ability to run.
Absolutely. So if you had to put, so you say he should be creeping up on 4,000 yards. I'm going to give him grace and say 3,500 because that's going to be literally 1,200, 1,300 more than what he's already put out there. I'm going to give him grace and say 35. By the way, Lamar Jackson's never thrown over 3,300 yards.
What is up with the beef, bro?
It's not just randomly.
Lamar just wake up and just be like, "Oh, Stray!
No. You know why I use him as an example? Because he's been compared to him so much.
Lamar just wakes up in the morning.
That it's like, hey. That's his comp. So it's like, all right.
I can't compare him
to anyone else because everyone else has better passing yards.
It ain't no way.
Who got max money.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They don't have like outlandish passing yards as Lamar Jackson.
I mean, they're running game.
No, I was about to say he should be in Jay Cutler territory. Jay Cutler's best season.
When you say he, what are we talking about?
Justin Fields. Best season here. 3,812 yards, 28 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, a little high, but I can live with it if you give me 28 teddies. I can have a conversation on that. A lot of interceptions.
Hey, but how many times you get hit, though?
He got hit a lot. He got hit a lot. He
was getting lit up. 18 if you get hit like that.
He was getting lit up. You know what I mean? But we went 5-10 that season, too. It's crazy. That's the type of production from Justin Fields that I'm looking at, that I'm saying that he should be able to give me. He's a passing quarterback. He's always been a passing quarterback. Mm-hmm. Last season, he had to run for his life. We in theory solidified the reasons that he had to run for his life. Again, on paper, reasons he had to run for his life. We also solidified the reasons that he was running in the first place. In my opinion, I told y'all, I think he had a Kobe complex last season. Why would I give you the ball when you gonna drop it? And I can just run this mug for 20.
Just getting hit 55 times. It's a good reason to get that out.
I mean, listen.
You want to not have 55 sacks? Don't have the ball
guard.
When you get hit.
I guard.
That's my favorite quarterback.
I practice that. You ain't getting that. I shoot that. I realistically, the reason why I say it's going to be 3,500 is because, like, the Bears still have the personnel to run the ball on the ground, which is why I feel like I don't think. I mean, if he does get if he does get 4,000 plus or does get close to 4,000,
yeah,
fine. But I feel like this running game is still gonna be top tier. And the one thing that was told to me is you could teach Darnell Wright how to run block.
Well, here's what Yurko said today. They want to run block. Yeah. Pass blocking, you have to take a second, right? Pass blocking, you're giving up ground.
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally telling a guy, I'm stepping back so that I can create this pocket for my quarterback, and you're gaining a foot or two of ground.
Mm-hmm.
And run blocking, I get to just punch you in your mouth.
Which is what Darnell did a lot of that on tape.
Before we transition to the second part, which I can already tell this is going to lead into it anyway. Tell us a little bit more about that. Tell us a little bit more about how Yurko broke that down.
So he wasn't
why he was getting off the line too slow.
So he wasn't talking about Darnell Wright. Darnell Wright, he thinks he was a great pick. He was talking about Javon Dexter. Javon Dexter right now, and I know I've said Javon Davis. I'm going to mess that up all year. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, my God, you just couldn't have had the Tay on the end of that mug. Now, I could have just been Javonte Davis. Let's do it. Tank. You know what I mean? But no, I think that – so basically what he was saying was he was talking about the draft pick that we have in Javon Dexter and how people were – and this is why I want Muzz to be careful. Do your research. This is why I'm very big on saying do your research before you come out with a certain type of take. All we saw on the internet the next day after Javon Dexter was drafted was, oh, my God, this guy can't play. Oh, my God, he's the last one off of the line. He's the last one off of the line still able to make the play. But this guy's the slowest guy off of the line. I saw that from people on TV. I saw that from people that get paid to do this. I saw it from fans left and right. Do your research on why he's slow on the line. He's running. He went from being in college or in high school, going from a one-gap system, going to the NFL, or I'm sorry, going to college to a one-gap system. They fired the staff, whole new coaching staff. He's now in a two-gap system, which he has never played in his life. And in a two-gap system, your job isn't to go forward. Your job is to take a second and see which way the center is going to go. He said his coach used to tell him to watch the screws on the helmet. If the screws are going to tell you where they're at, they got two screws in the middle of the helmet. If the center turns his head one way, you got to go there. If the center turns his head the other way, boom, you got to go there. Javon Davis is playing in a two-gap system. The reason that he is waiting is because he's trying to be patient to see where the play is developing to. And guess what? He's in the spot every single time.
So he can react to it. Yep.
He was dominating in a two-gap system, and he ain't coming here to play a two-gap system. And Yurko's big thing was he said, it is easier to go from a two-gap to a one-gap than it is to go from a one-gap to a two-gap. He already understands what it's like to play a two-gap. He's going to be a large, big guy. And he's going to get bigger. That's the part that Ryan, that's the part that's scary, dog. Ryan Poles is like, yeah, he can gain more muscle and maintain speed. This man ran a 4.88 at 6'6", 310 pounds. You telling me he's going to be 330 pounds? Still able to do a 4.88?
You might as well give him the name Tank right now. Just call him Tank from now on because that's a large human being right there.
Hey, bro. Yeah, hey, Tank Davis. It's another Tank Davis out here, bro.
Tank Davis from now on, bro. Tank Dexter. That's what it is. Just call him Tank. Just call him. Dude, 6'6", running a 4.8? At 300 and some pounds? Yeah, I don't think people really understand what
Yurko,
that means.
Yurko cracked me up. He said he wouldn't have picked me. he said I was 6'1", 268. He's like, he wouldn't have picked me. here's the thing. The first thing I did when I saw this, though, is I said I like what I see from him being able to get to the spot. I don't know if he's slow or not. I need to know what the heck I'm looking at. I didn't know what I was looking at.
By the way,
I didn't...
Not to say I didn't
know about two gaps and one gaps. I knew that. But to me, right, it's like, hey, you should know what a guy is going in the gap. No, you got to be patient. You have to know what you're talking about when you're sitting here looking at these guys. Everybody's a draft expert until you're wrong.
I just like to say this because some people can't put that into perspective as to how freakishly fast that is for a guy that big. LeBron ran a 4.6. He plays basketball.
Oh, yeah, no, he's scary. He's scary fast.
He's 60 pounds heavier than LeBron in growing.
That's the scary part. He might be like 330. He might be like 330 by the end of this and be able to move like that. Great. So
that's wild.
But hey,
transitioning to the second half, because I know we get into it. We came into it with a couple.
Be right back. Mouth drier than a mug going in on these mugs.
You've been running your mouth
thirsty. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long day. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long day.
Hey, lips all chat. Go ahead.
Look like you've been blowing crack dust, boy.
Oh, Lord, Pat. I didn't think he was going to say it. Man, listen, I'm going to ask the question. I want you to, you know, start giving me your thoughts on it. In chat, too, I want you all to give me your opinion.
What's up with it?
The Bears have done a whole lot. What pick made you the most excited? What pick are you most excited about heading into this season out of all the draft picks that we've picked up?
Honestly,
I'm gonna give you two. Darnell Wright is gonna be one, but Noah Sewell, dude. I'm telling you.
Hey, that's just funny. That's just funny. I'm sorry. That's just funny, bro. That's hilarious. Yeah. Need a chapstick sponsorship. My lips ain't really dry out here, dog.
It's just a joke.
By the way, right. Chapstick, if y'all want to throw some money our way, we will use it on. Nah, that's weird. You can't use it on stream, bro. Never mind.
I legit chapstick. Want a drink sponsor.
The chapstick of kings. Yeah, that's the weird on stream, bro. Nah.
Nah. We're not doing that. We're not doing that, dog. Nah. We're not doing that.
Nah.
Pat on one today.
Yeah. But getting back to what? God.
Hey. Hey, I got to go be network at work, bro. I get to come here and be,
I hate you so much.
Having so much fun with my brothers, dog.
I hate you so much.
Oh, this man
literally
bro.
Sat there and puckered up his lips.
Oh, God.
Bro, I can't. All right. Here we go. All right.
This is so America. Noah, let's do it.
You said Noah Sewell.
Yeah. So Darnell Wright and because he's going to be able to protect Justin. I don't expect Justin to be high in terms of quarterback hits this season, and I like his mentality. Did you see what he said when they asked him? What if Justin gets a late QB hit? He said, "We in the parking lot with." That's what I want. We in the parking lot.
Darnell Wright.
Yeah, Darnell Wright said Darnell that. Wright? He said, "Hey, we in the parking lot with it." But not in terms of Noah Sewell. Like, this dude just know where the ball is. Like he is fast off the line of scrimmage, but When you go look at his tape, he's always around the ball. And the thing that has been sorely lacking every single year that we talk about, hey man, guys got to tackle in the open field. We don't wrap up. Guys got to tackle in the open field. We don't wrap up. That he tackles.
Yeah.
I don't know what they feeding them. Hey, but that hey, them soul dudes right there, man. Hey.
I think the thing about him right now that gets me excited is he's coming in to put pressure on guys that are ahead of him. That's what I love to see. By the way, we got 153 people in here, 37 likes. Hit that like button out here. What are we doing right now? Come on, y'all out here blowing every other channel up. Y'all might as well.
Come on. Push the button. Come on.
Hit it.
Push the button.
You got time.
Come on, push the right button.
Now. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Push your button.
Come on.
You heard what she said.
Y'all heard what Sue Young said, man. Push the button. Come on, stop playing with it.
Good job.
Shut up.
His anyway, got
Kata! Hey, I was watching that movie the other day. I ain't gonna lie to you. They can't redo it. They can't redo it, bro.
Yes, they
can't redo it, bro. It was so many. Hey, bro. Hey, bro. It was so many subtle jokes in that mug that would cancel that theater that did, bro. Come on, you gotta do it.
No, dog, you can't cancel nobody. You can't cancel nobody.
I laugh so hard every time Chris Tucker's running up them stairs and that Asian lady goes, "Watch it, Kobe." Hey, it takes me out every time.
They need to do the same type of joke, same type of way. You can't cancel nobody that don't want to be canceled.
Hey,
y'all let a small group of people determine who you listen to. Man, stop. Yeah, well, keep it pushing. We're going to go up to...
But anyway, here's the person I'm most excited about is it is Tyler Scott for me. I think Darnell Wright's plug and play, right? Darnell Wright to me is plug and play. I think that I know what he is. Like, I'm not going to lie. I think you drafted 10 years of right tackle. Like, I think you literally was just like, Darnell Wright. All right, so who we going to be drafting in 2033? Because we're going to need his replacement by then. Like, I really feel that confident about that. If he stays healthy, I really feel confident about that. I think the Javon Davis, I thought Javon Davis was going to beat Javon Davis. God dang it. Javon Dexter was going to be really nice. I think that Roshan will be the running back here next to Khalil Herbert, right? Like, I think there's pieces that I absolutely can see.
Dexter's Laboratory.
That's a great way to remember that. It's a great way to remember that. I think there's pieces here Zach Pickens, right, that I absolutely can see how they fit with the team this year. I think Tyler Scott is going to be a surprise to a lot of people. He's fast. He holds on to the ball. He's a big body. He can go up and get it, bring that thing down. Listen, I think that as tough as it may be.
Was that something that you developed? Like, was that opinion something you developed just as soon as you saw him? Or was that something just talking with some of the people that you've been around, that they gave you that insight?
I had to go watch his tape.
Okay.
I had I'm not even going to sit here and act like I knew who Buddy was. Okay. They drafted him, and I was like, okay, I like the size. I like, all right, let's see what he looks. I wouldn't watch his tape, but this man brings the ball down. Just play to Cincinnati.
When I watched his tape, I thought he was good, and I was like, okay. But, you know, I'd said that about so many other receivers in this particular draft.
I think that he's a guy that Justin Fields will build a real rapport with. I think DJ Moore is going to be your number one, but I think that there's going to come a time where we look at, right, who's the two on this? Who's the three on this? Because right now you're talking about guys that are twos and threes, and we know to me, Tyler Scott's the only one that really opens up the deep playability for Justin.
And
what is he? He's a four. What was his 40 time?
Jerry says Scott is a 4.29 on a 40.
Hey, what?
It says 4.29 according to someone in the chat. I don't know if that's true or not.
Let me double check that. I knew he was fast. I knew he was fast. I didn't think he was a 4.29. He a 4.29 for real. Hold up. We finna find out right now. But I know, here's the thing. I know he's fast enough that he will be able to open up the deep shots that Justin Fields loves. Tyler Scott 40 time.
Let me see. I'm watching it right now.
A 4.44. Yeah, he fast.
I'll be honest with you. It say 4.44. He looked like he was kind of slowing down a little bit toward the end of that.
And that'd be the thing, too. Sometimes that'd be the thing. I seen 4.29 on one article, but Google said 4.39. Hey, listen. So this is the thing, right? A lot of times with dudes like that, it's like, we're not finna give you that as an official time. We're not finna send you to the league like that. A 4.29. So to me, I think he's going to be that big play, take the top off of the defense player. And Justin's a big, he wants to throw the ball deep. He wants to make the big plays. So I think he's going to be the guy I'm most excited about.
Jesus, 4.32 on his pro day.
I think the thing.
Oh, he got that, quicker. 4.32 on the pro day. That's the one I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Pro day is after the combine.
I think the thing that excites me the most with him, right, is you kind of see it, especially if the coaches believe in you. Like perfect example, like last year, even with the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Isaiah Pacheco wasn't the starting running back off rip. He was on punt return, but he held onto the ball. The tick that I did give you, you gave me at least solid production. So what happened at the end of the season? Hey, I can kind of trust you to carry this running back workload. Same thing that they try to do with Sky Moore. So now if you add him into the mix, because at first I feel like he's gonna start off on punt return, which is why I feel like Bayless is kind of like I feel like Bayless is gonna be auditioning for other teams. Because now you drafted two guys that
Bayless
are
gonna be auditioning for the XFL.
Yeah, you got two guys that worked on special teams, so I think he's gonna be auditioning for other teams. But if he can come out, show that he's holding on to the ball, get them actually in good field position when he's fielding those kicks, you may be able to see him in there with the likes of a DJ Moore, with the likes of a Chase Claypool or a Cole Kmet stretching the top off the defense.
Yeah.
So. For me, I'm actually go with our running back, Rashawn. The reason why, he was behind Bijan Robinson.
His brother in here and nobody talked about it. Oh, never mind. But
hey, I'm gonna get up out of here, folks. I'm gonna see y'all.
All right, Brody.
All right, man.
Cool.
Shout
out to him. I'm gonna go with him simply because one, the he adds to our running back, how he helps our offense potentially with how he helps our offense, and just looking at him and who he played with, he was clearly, I would say, arguably the second best back in the draft. Like, he was a second round. I could see him going in the second round with what he put up and what he could do. Yeah. For us to get him in the fourth, I was surprised.
I wasn't.
If we were going running back, I didn't think we were even looking at a running back, which is why I never entertained the conversation. If I knew we were looking at a running back, I would have had a totally different mindset. Like, I was so against us choosing a running back because of all the other stuff that we needed and what we knew we already had, that it was just like we'd choose one in like the fifth, sixth, if we have it down there. Yeah. I wasn't thinking of us getting him in the fourth.
I think that that's I was excited to get him. I think that, listen, you needed to set your future up. Treston Ebner, I don't think is it, right? Like, and the thing about Treston Ebner is what? He was a six-round pick last year. Fine. I got to move on from a six-round pick. Oh, my God. That's why you take him there, right? Like, and it's not it's not a slight on those guys. It's just that I can keep finding those guys, right? Yeah. I think Roschon Johnson is going to come in here and be the better version of David Montgomery. I know we love Monty. I know that Monty just left. Monty wasn't a 1,000-yard running back. He was one time. I think that he can be a workhorse running back. I think that you found a really good backup for this season, probably, to Khalil Herbert. I personally think Deontay Foreman might be the guy that is kind of more the special teams guy moving forward here, because either him or Roschon, one or the other, right? But I like what Deontay Foreman brings, but you're not going to have a three running back system. Somebody's going to be the odd man out. And more than likely, the odd man out's going to be the guy that wasn't drafted by the current GM and coaching staff.
I looked at what they did with him in Texas as far as his receiving. Not bad. So let me know we can catch.
Yeah.
I just had to really look at him. And it was one of those things where
it was a great value pick. It was a great value pick.
Solid. You know, it's almost made me think of, since Don Burr's in the chat, you know, why you don't pick a running back at 12.
Don. Hey, Don in here talking that talk. I love Don,
talking
too.
Big talk.
Here's the thing. He don't know. I was saving him from him. I wanted to see if Swifty was going to be on here. I was like, I ain't going to send this man a jersey. I'm lying right now. I just forgot, honestly. No, I'm playing.
The world laughed as soon as they drafted him at 12.
Hey, day one was bad. Day two was good. Day two, y'all had a good day. Day three, Detroit had a good day. Day one was bad.
Y'all wasted two picks day one.
A running back at 12 is crazy. You can't tell me that was the guy that you was looking for.
Can't tell me. Nobody was looking for him that high. Like, come on, bro. Out of all the pieces y'all need, y'all picked a running back at 12?
Hey, and then
messed up the 18th pick. How you mess up twice in the same? You ain't learned nothing in that. Hey, bro.
And this is the best part. Did you see old boy in the draft room trying to like make it look good, knowing dang well they didn't want that pick? Like, he was just like, yeah, let's go. Like, you didn't want him, bro. You didn't want him to go in. Stop it. Oh, man. I love doing this, man. I appreciate you guys for showing love as always. Hey, we do got to pay some bills on here, man. We're paying them a little bit late. We do got to pay some bills, man. We got to tell you guys about Goat Coat. As the season is pulling up on us, man, we need you guys to understand the stylishness and yet elegance that Goat Coat can bring to your fandom. Kid, are you wearing a Goat Coat right now?
Always got it.
Oh, look at that. Hold on now. Because if you want to go to the game, but before the game, right, you want to be a little more elegant. You want to be a little more chill. Hey, we're Don Burr. Hey, Don Burr, you got to get you one of them for whichever running back y'all going to trade next. If you want to get, be a little elegant, go out to the restaurant. You don't want to be out here, okay, I'm super fan to death. But you want to be able to show your fandom at the game. Goat Coat is the spot for you to go. You can get the fire blazer and then be able to go to the game and show your fan. You can get any team, any player inside of your Goat Coat blazer, windbreaker, whatever you want to get. And for a short time, you can get a discount with the promo code Windy City. You get 5% off, or with the promo code Windy City 2, you can get 15% off of two items or more. Make sure that you are in tune with Goat Coat over at goatcoat.com. Link is in the description below under the sponsors tab. So get in tune with us at goatcoat.com. Promo code Windy City and or Windy City 2 is the reason that the Windy City Breeze thinks that Goat Coats are Chicago sport. Chicago Coats for Chicago fans.
You don't think? All right,
kid, let's close this thing.
Bam! What
out,
you
man.
Talking about? What you talking about? I'm ready for it. Like, bam!
You gotta do it. Foul! That's the noise. Foul!
Last but not least, as we go ahead. This last one, man. I Pat's been doing a lot of talking today, so I'm gonna try to take over a little bit. Give him time to rest. No chapstick. Please no. That's a weird segue right there. Hey, listen, pause. I don't know what I just that listen. I got bad quick. Like I don't know what that was. Like we ain't gonna do that no more. yeah, let's take a drink on that one. What the heck was I talking about? All right. Overall, though, draft grade reactions. I know, right? I should have just let you have it. Draft grade reactions, though. We've seen a lot of things. We've seen some interesting takes from a lot of different people who have a platform. PFF gave out their draft grade reactions. We've given you somewhat of ours. Love to see now. It's been a couple of days. We've got some updated reactions from a lot of different people, a lot of different platforms. How do you feel now? I know it's crazy, right? It's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Everyone's
it's
opinion.
So hot. I need y'all to understand. Now, kid, you ain't paid attention to football as long. I've never seen somebody so high on a Chicago Bears regime. Like maybe you talking about going back to like when we got Brian Urlacher or something like that. But I've never seen draft grades around the league so high. USA Today giving the Bears a B+. NFL.com, A-. ESPN, B+, the company. Pro Football Focus, B+. Touchdown Wire, A. Sporting News, which is coming up quickly, A. Sports Illustrated, a B. Pro Football Network, B+. The Ringer, A. DraftKings, B. New York Post, B-. F the New York Post. NBC Sports Edge, A. The Associated Press, A. Walter Football. Who is Walter? Hey, they snuck that one in there. Who's Walter, bro?
He's somebody that got a platform.
Who the heck is Walter?
Walter got it going.
Hey,
up
Walter
now.
Gave us an A-. I don't know who Walter is. Y'all know Walter? Does anybody know Walter? I don't know Walter. But no, I'm excited to see how high people are on this draft. I don't care about the draft grades realistically, but it's good to see that people around the league are viewing the Chicago Bears as an organization that's doing it the right way. That gets me excited. Hey, everybody up in here talking about Walter's a good source. Walter Football covers the draft. I didn't check Walter. Sports said, legit, my name is Walter out here. Steve-O said, Walter, my uncle. You know what I mean? All right, I wasn't checking for Walter out here.
So this has been a long time coming, basically, for the Bears, is what you're pretty much saying. Like,
I've never. It's been a long time in the waiting, I guess, in the making. But like, I've never seen people so high on a draft, and it's because, right, like, to me, you see how everything fits. I'm not confused by. Is there any draft pick from this season that you're confused by?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. No, it's not as if we're the Lions who got an F in some people's reports and who drafted a running back and some linebackers that no one even knew who they were. It's not like that happened at all, Don Bird. Just want to throw that out there. We feel really good about our
pieces.
I love
that we have this rapport with Don. It's my favorite thing about the show.
We feel good about the pieces we picked because it made freaking sense. We didn't go out like we didn't get right after we had just signed someone on out right guard.
Yeah.
Like you all just picked a running back at 12 right after you signed David Montgomery. It made freaking sense. We went out there and got some pieces on our defense that we needed because we got rid of them.
They said it's Don Walter Burr. Hey. That's funny. Don Burr's kind of on the troll too. Oh, MC, we already know Don Burr, man. That's our boy, man. Real talk. We really do rock with Don. I'll be honest with you. We got to be the only Chicago platform that likes Don.
Oh, well, yeah.
We got to be the only Chicago platform that likes Don.
By the way, did they get any more offensive line help for Jared Goff?
That's a whole different statue.
Okay, they didn't get him any other receivers either, did they?
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Okay, but they got him a running back. Okay, good job. Good job. Shout out to them. Shout out to them. But overall, I felt good. There you go. I felt good about our pieces because, again, it made sense. We had a GM that knew what we needed. He went out there and got it done. So much so to the point that we started this entire show off with, hey, did we have enough? Is it time for them to put up or shut up at this point? And we all feel like, hey, it's time for us to show what you can do. So I agree. You are right. I haven't been paying attention that long because the Bears sucked that long. I remember literally going to Bears parties with Aaron Rodgers shirts because I wasn't going to pay for a jersey for a team that I only going to watch to beat the Bears. I was that guy. I was Don Burr before Don Burr. So you've won me over here, Chicago, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you for not kicking me out.
Well, you keep saying that. It won't be long.
Pat, you gotta understand.
You ain't gotta tell him everything, though.
When I started watching the Bears, Aaron Rodgers was like 10-2 against us. By the time he left, he was 22-5.
Yeah, it didn't get much better.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
It didn't get much better.
So, but overall, man, I think it's a great thing. We all feel good about it. And at this point, we're just ready for mini camp, see what happens with that. And get ready for a long offseason, man. What do you want to see over this offseason? I know you're going to be spending a lot of time with some legends speaking about it. What are some things that you're looking to dive into in the offseason and that you would like to hear coming from these different camps that we have going?
I just want to see that these guys, that they look like what we expected to, right? Like, we know how coach talk goes. Like, a lot of times it's, right, if a guy's doing well, right, with Justin, everybody just kept doing this because you didn't want to overhype it. You just was like, yeah, I mean, you know, he's really, you know, locking in, and we're excited. And then they just leave. They'd be like, "What excited? What? What just happened?" Right? Like, we're excited. Like, they were trying to like hold in the fact that they were like, this dude looks like the second coming of whoever you want to name. Like, that's how I want to hear. Like, I want it to be awkward. I want every press conference to just be like, yeah, Darnell Wright, we love what we saw today. And hey, pick that body up. Yeah, he's, you know, he's a really good player. Yeah, take it out back. Out back. Yeah, really good player. And dispose of it. Burn it. You know, just so excited about what we saw from Darnell Wright today.
As he destroyed everyone on our second
you know minute. What I mean, like, it's like,
we're signing people to 10 days because they only gonna last that long.
You know what I mean? Like, that's really what I'm always looking for, because whenever you get this one, when it's just like, long way to go, it's like, oh, this dude sucks. Like,
give me your worst case scenario. I know
for the Bears,
worst case scenario, barring injury. I don't want injury to be the thing, because I hate that for that to happen. Obviously, a major injury happens. It is worst
case scenario for the Bears this season should be 7 wins. That's my floor. I don't know if they meet the ceiling. I don't know if they meet the ceiling.
Good super chat by Sports Genius here. That's a question for you, because I don't even.
Any chance watch. Bears get the Hard Knock special? If so, what can that do for the franchise? I hope not. I hate Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks is so stupid to me. Because must be acting. Really like must be acting now. Like, early on, like, when it was, like, HBO and, like, the teams had no control over it, so you get some dude in there just like, I'll kill you tomorrow. Like, oh, God, wait a minute. Hold on. We can't show that. That's a bad look for the league. Like, that was when Hard Knocks was good. Now must just be acting on that mug. I stopped watching the year that the Browns had it. And what's his name was in the meeting room, and he was like, what he said, he even admitted to it. Jarvis Landry. He said they was in the meeting room and they was just like, y'all got to fight every day for what y'all want. He said the second the cameras turned off, he was like, all right, that's cool. So I'm cool on it. I'm good with it.
I'm not.
Back in the day, Hard Knocks was dope. Hard Knocks used to be like the what's the prison show that, like, they would take you inside the prison and show you like the real stuff. Scared Straight. That's what Hard Knocks used to be like. You'll watch Hard Knocks and just be like, hey, man, the NFL kind of terrifying, bro. Like, what's going on?
Is that the analogy we want to use right there?
I mean, it was 100. They kept it 100.
See, I like, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. I like
this, hey, the scared straight moment, the scared straight moment that shook me forever was when old boy was like, your mama ain't in here now. Comb my chest hairs. What's happening right now,
bro? I'd have bust up laughing, bro. I'm like, nah, dog. This ain't it.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. It's just been a good show.
Get off the rails.
Man, we get, I'm getting off before it goes too far. So, man, it's been a good show, man. Appreciate everyone from tuning in, man. Pat always bringing the energy. The hilarity at this point, Pat just is a whole different Pat now. He brand new now. He come in drinking beers, swearing, dropping scared straight lines.
Swearing? Who swore?
You didn't cuss. It's a clean show. We keep it clean.
No, yeah, I was like, clean. Who swore? Like, that day.
Impromptu chapstick sponsorships.
The chapstick like, sponsorship might be there. Might be there, dog.
Hey, man, any new news for the people, man?
Nah, man. We got daily content coming out. Tune in tomorrow on the show. It's going to be me and Jason McKee. Hopefully, we're going to have a special guest trying to get somebody really good on the show, a former Chicago Bear that we all know and love. I will announce once I know that we have confirmed that. If not, possibly one of the rookies might be coming on tomorrow as well. So tune in with us on that. Make sure you watch today's episode. We had me and Yurko, and Yurko's just hilarious. So always good content and just great insight. He's like hilarious, but like then by the end of the show, he's like the smartest dude in the room. Like, he's sitting there talking about brisket and how he loves dark meat. And like, he's talking about chicken legitimately, right? And then by the end of it, he's breaking down, like, why everybody that's on National Sports Talk is an idiot for being upset about Javon Davis. And you're just sitting there, you're just like, what? That was 20 minutes.
His
that
name is 20. Dexter.
Javon Dexter. God dang it. Javon Dexter.
Cue the music, man. We got to go. You're going to ruin this guy's name.
I'm sorry.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Tank Dexter, man. Tank.
You should write it 20 times.
Dexter.
You should write it 20 times. I will not say Davis.
It's going to be the hardest thing in the world for me, man.
Hey, y'all, we appreciate you all, man. Hit like, share, tune in tomorrow, man. Get more good content for you all.
Peace. Shout out Teddy in the chat.
Hey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.